Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi, Jameer. My name is Lisa, and I am getting a reoccurring charge in my account from Ketogenic Gadgets or Gadgets Online. Sorry.
Yes,
and I'm wondering if I can get that to stop.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
Sure, 53178.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. And I know you said your first name was Lisa. What was that last name?
Ingersoll, Ingersoll.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was able to locate that account for you. And may you verify the shipment address for security purposes?
Sure. It is N4858 Meadow Lane, Sullivan, Wisconsin, 53178.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here on January 5th, you ordered a pulse oximeter for the shipping and handling of 745. And before you placed that order, did you read their terms and conditions first, ma'am?
Probably not.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it says here in their terms and conditions, the reason why you can charge that $49.56 is for a membership, actually, to a online gadget store. And you should have received the email about it around the time you made that purchase. But it stated that if you didn't cancel the account within the next 48 hours, that you will be billed on the you'll be enrolled, my mistake, you'll be enrolled into that gadget store, and you will receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled.
Yeah, okay, because this is the second time, and I don't know, I know nothing about, I guess I don't remember getting an email, I know I didn't read the fine print, so that's on me.
Okay.
But yeah, I can't afford this $54 a month. I'm barely scraping by the way it is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me get everything notated, and I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Okay, ma'am, I got that account canceled for you. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
I sure am.
It is C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
258-9-948-937. 937?
7. Oh, 7. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, ma'am.
All right, so C as in cat. 258-9-948-937.
Okay, so that was my fault. There should only be 19 after the 8. So 2589.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So 2589-4-8-9-3-7.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, I got it. And then now the pending payment may not go through because my child actually took the phone call for me,
mm-hmm,
and didn't realize halfway, or was it a text? Didn't realize that it was my account and not his after the fact. So I don't know what that might do on your end.
Well, if the charges are still pending in the account, then since I canceled it, it won't come out. But
okay.
1 second. Okay, so if they do come out, you can just give us a call back and we'll be able to assist you with their refund.
Okay.
But if it's still pending, then it shouldn't come out.
All right. I will make a note of that, and if anything doesn't, if I get charged for it, I will call you guys back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.